I'm very good friends with his roommate, Maurice Smith. He's a decathlete for the Jamaica team. So, it was her 50th birthday. This Olympics was for her birthday, and it's also Jamaica's 50th Independence Day. So,
When you say her, you're talking about your mother.
my mother, yes, Paula, yes. So I was like, what's a better present than meeting Usain Bolt? Who wouldn't want to meet him? So, it was about Saturday. I had to give Maurice Smith the passports information. So I had to go into her purse and get all her passports information and send it to him and make sure everything was set, so by the time we got there, it was no problem.
Okay, we'll talk about the encounter in a minute, but Paula, you had no idea what was going on.
No idea. Absolutely no idea. And it's very hard to surprise me.
Okay, so the surprise was all set. You had sorted out that you were going to go and visit Usain Bolt. What
Yes.
happened when you turned up at his room?
Okay, so Marie Smith took us up to his room, and my mom, I guess she was getting ready to ask a question, and he went into his room, and his door was open. He was just laying down, taking a nap, and my mom was just like, "Oh my gosh!" And very excited to see him. And then he woke up and took pictures with us and was just talking with us for
Did
a
he
few minutes.
know you were coming?
Yeah, he knew because Maurice told him. He was like, "Yeah, I'm."
Okay, so this wasn't completely out of the blue. A visiting delegation, a special birthday surprise, and there's the world's fastest man just lying asleep. He should have known you were coming.
Yeah, I think Maurice Smith, because he thought it was Thursday. I guess he forgot, and then so he, when we got in there, he was just taking a nap.
What was it like then? He roused himself, he woke himself up, and there he was. And what did he say to you when he met
Well,
you?
we opened the door to the flat, and Usain's door was open, and he was just lying in the bed, and I go, "Wow, that's Usain Bolt."
When you turned up, he was happy to have some photos with you.
Yeah, he got up. He got up, and he. At first, I went over to his room, and I shook his hand, and then I go, no, I have to hug you." So I hugged him, and then he got up, and I said, "Do you mind if we take some pictures?" He says, "No, go ahead." So he got up. He took pictures with me. Then he took with all three of us. Then he took with, with my husband. And so he took with each of us, and then with all three of us.
Good birthday present.
Yes, very
And
nice.
the 50th anniversary of Jamaica as
And the
well.
50th
Right.
anniversary of
Yes.
Jamaica, yes.
Perfect.
Born the same year
Right.
that Jamaica became independent.
And did you have any doubt he'd win both the 100 and the 200?
No doubt at
And
all.
You
well,
had no
no
doubt.
doubt
no,
about
I
Your little hesitation
No, with
there.
the 100
Perhaps
I
when
knew
you saw him lying asleep, you thought, "Oh, perhaps he's not."
I knew for the 100 he would win, but then I sort of had a little bit of doubt. I thought Blake would give him a good fight for the 200. So we actually had it among the three of us. We were saying, what order do we think it was going to go in? And I said, I think I told them Blake, Bolt. And they were saying, nope, it's going to be Bolt Blake. So it was two against one.
Yeah.
Latoya, the look on your mother's face when she
Yeah, it was
saw Usain
priceless.
Bolt.
I really am. I wish I just, recorded it because I. Honestly, I didn't know right when we got into the room we were going to meet him. I knew it was going to come sometime during the day.
What did you say to him?
I mean, I just, said hello, and I also hugged him, and he's very pleasant, very
Yeah,
nice
very
guy.
pleasant.
Yeah, he's a good personality.
Right.
Yeah, he was very, very cordial, very pleasant. Didn't seem like we were bothering him or, yeah, he was just happy to do the pictures with us. So he took the pictures and then he just went back to take his
Yeah, and
nap.
I asked him. I was like, "Did we
He went
wake
back to sleep afterwards.
Yeah, he did. Because I was like, "Did we wake you out of your nap?" And he was like, "No, it's okay. I fell asleep and didn't even know." Because his room door was open. When people take a nap, they usually close their
Maybe he
door.
thought he dreamt it afterwards. His family came. What does it mean to you to meet Usain Bolt in the flesh in this
Oh,
amazing week?
very special, very special. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It's just something I'll never forget.